This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5. New Trend IT. Big enough to handle all your business IT support needs. Small enough to care. Search New Trend IT.
Facebook is trying to develop a talking robot to interact with us, like Apple's Siri and Amazon's Alexa. And apparently the new computers have Cortana.
Cortana. Well, not new computers, like Windows's version of this is Cortana. Right. Like, she doesn't go as far as really speaking to you the way that the others sort of do.
Everybody but, wants their own Hal.
Right.
Dean's not here, man.
Actually, yeah, Hal was the original, wasn't he?
Hal was the original.
He was the first.
And Facebook want to call theirs Al.
Al?
Not to be confused with Hal.
Al.
It's trying to develop a talking robot to interact with us on the site. Mark Zuckerberg's powerful website is developing a vocal smart assistant.
Yeah. Well, I like that. I mean, they help.
Well, we wanted a smart assistant too, but we might have got a smart Alec.
Yeah,
I'm not too sure. We've been in development.
Look, let's go through a few questions.
All right, let's try it out. It's still a work in progress,
We'll start out with something easy. Our assistant, by the way, her name is Kat.
Yep.
Right, so we'll start nice and easy here.
Okay.
Pizza Hut this weekend are giving away free margarita pizzas. So,
Ooh. Yes.
Kat, can you order me some free margarita pizzas from Pizza Hut, please?
How can I when I don't have arms or legs, Pete, you idiot?
Wow.
Oh.
That's
catty,
a bit rough.
Really.
Oh, catty. Oh, actually, it does. Catty's good.
Yeah. Cat, catty. Can you put my rubbish out this weekend?
Hey, why don't you stick it where the sun don't shine?
Ooh, catty.
This needs some work.
Okay, I'll try this. This should be a pretty easy one. All of them do this fairly well. Okay. Play Steve Earle, Copperhead Road.
Really? How much are they paying you to do it yourself, bozo?
Bozo.
Well, I'll give it one more shot.
One more. Have
Kat, can you find me pictures of Harry Styles' four nipples?
Lisa, you have a computer right in front of you. Have you not heard of Google?
Jeez.
Nobody's heard of Google.
Kat? Right.
Shut up, Katty. Needs a little bit more work.
Oh, no, you.
It's Lisa and Pete. And just quickly, we're joined by Ella, our traffic reporter. Hi, Ella.
Hi, Ella.
Good afternoon. How are we, guys?
Good. Very good.
We had a bit of a rough start to the new freeway extension this morning.
This is what keeps you busy.
Yeah, well, I guess we can say the freeway's definitely broken in.
Yes!
good one, Ella.
I hope it's the last of it.
Well, broken, yeah.
So what happened exactly?
I think it was just a case of maybe everyone's just so excited jumping on the new freeway. You know, someone wanted to be the first on it and someone wanted to be the first little bumper to bumper on it. So, unfortunately, there's always one, isn't there?
Yeah, the extension at the northern end of the Mitchell Freeway had been open for all of 3.5 hours when the first little prang occurred at the new exit.
Far out.
Oh, dear.
Yay. Yes. Thankfully, we're
Hester
able
Avenue.
To... sort it swiftly and safely and get everyone on their way.
Right. Thank you, Ella.
Thank you, Ella. We'll hear from you later in the show.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, yes, 3 hours in and we had our first prang. Far out, Perth.
What about that guy in South Yorkshire last week? The headline is gone in 60 minutes. He bought a new Ferrari, a Ferrari 430 Scuderia. Is that right?
Scuderia.
Oh, of course, Mr. Ferrari. And he hadn't even been driving it an hour when he completely wrote it off.
Yeah.
You can see a picture online of the burnt out remains. It's smouldering on grass. You wouldn't even know it was a car.
You wouldn't. It's just like the only thing left on the wheels are just the rims.
Yes.
And like there isn't even a roof to it. There's no seats left. Like it's just... It's lucky this guy actually managed to get away from it.
It is lucky. Gee, it's a beautiful car.
But look, Ferrari, freeway extension, we want to know on 1333 53, how new was it when you broke it? Give us a call, Perth, because we know it's happened.
All the time.
We've got Darren in Mandurah. Hi, mate.
Hey, guys. Hey,
Darren.
Going?
Good. How long did you have it before you broke it?
Well, it was a brand spanking new phone at the time. It was a Nokia 8310. It was one of the first phones that could go on the internet.
Ooh.
And I couldn't pry it away from my ear. Unfortunately, I had to go to the toilet. So I'd gone in, was about to hang up and dropped it in the toilet.
No.
After about only half an hour.
Did you fish it back out again?
Yeah, because I had no...
Of course.
Jeez, mate, sounds like your phone's in the toilet right now, actually.
Did you put it in a bowl of rice? Is that what you do?
Oh, I didn't know about that. I thought, oh, it's less than an hour old. I'll take it back to the shop and say it's not working. they opened it up and said, see how this pink strip on your battery is all blurry?
Oh.
Got it wet.
Oh,
those sneaky bugger. Mind you, you sneaky bugger as well. But
Yeah,
wow. Okay, so 30 minutes there. All right. Tony and Butler, hi, mate.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Tony, what was it and how long did you have it?
It was about 10 seconds. It was a remote control aeroplane.
Oh, no.
You know what, Tony? I go on and I'll tell you in a moment. Go on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't set the controls up right and I'd taken off up in the air. I banked to the left, and when I banked to the left, I didn't realise that I de-throttled at the same time and it's just nosedived straight into a tree and off come the wings.
Oh, dude.
And they're expensive too, aren't they, mate?
They're really expensive.
They are.
Oh,
yeah. It was a polyurethane job, and I've just gone, no, taken it back home, and it's still sitting on top of the mantelpiece thinking, I'll get there and I'll fix that one day.
Yeah. I went through a phase where I got really excited about remote control helicopters, and I bought one of these U-Butte ones, $290.
Whoa.
And the first day I flew it, I landed it in a river.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and had to fish it out, and it was rusting already. It was
blinking
terrible.
Blinking back the tears.
I'm with you, Tony. I'm with you, mate. Thank you.
No worries.
See you,
all
Tony.
Right, thank you.
All right, bye. Harley in Success, tell us about this Porsche.
Oh,
Dad's Porsche.
So he calls me up and he goes, oh, can you pick up my car? I'm stuck at work. I need to get, this is Friday arvo, mind you.
Yes.
I said, yeah, no worries. And he's like, oh, me and Mum are going away in the morning sort of thing. So he just pick it up, drop it off at home. I said, yeah, no worries, I could do that because I had an RDO. Anyway, picked up the car for him and, you know, not even 10 minutes down the road and someone cuts me off and I put the foot on the brakes and the brakes are a lot better than my car.
Of course.
Yeah.
And the car stopped very quick and then someone decided that they weren't paying attention behind me, ran straight in the back of me and the car got written off.
Oh, no.
And then it gets worse. So I never lived it down because he custom ordered what he wanted in it and the replacement wasn't the same.
Oh no, man. I know. I feel you. It wasn't a Porsche, but I did crash my mum's car. It was very soon after I got my license many years ago and they still talk about it, Harley.
Yeah.
I still get it too. And then I ended up buying it off him about 5 years later because he always held a grudge against it. So.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Harley.
It was cursed. Cheers. See you, Harley.
See you, mate.
Bye.
Today is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. It's International Beer Day.
You can get it doing a radio show. You can get it. It is International Beer Day. First of all, do you know what the fear of an empty beer glass is called?
No, I don't.
Senosilicophobia.
Senosilicophobia?
Yes. Mm. That's the fear of an empty beer glass.
Did you know that at any given time, Lise, 0.7% of the world is drunk?
So
if we bring this down to Perth, Perth's about 2 million people. About 14,000 people are drunk right now. Although
50 million people are drunk around the world. That gives credit to that. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Yeah. It's 5 o'clock here right now. So we're living it, the dream.
I'd say a few more than 0.7% of Perth's population are drunk as we speak, actually.
Well, a good deal of us are having a beer because that is what we do on a Friday afternoon at this time. It's called... Our culture.
Now,
the strongest beer in the world, hold on to your hats for this one, has 67.5% alcohol content. It's called Brewmeister's Snake Venom. They have one that has slightly less and it's called Armageddon. So the Snake Venom is even worse than the Armageddon.
Wow. Hey, if you've got a pet slug, crack a bush chook. Because today is the day to hand one over to him. Slugs like beer, apparently.
Yeah, and some beer likers turn into slugs. But beer, this is really interesting. Beer, I guess it's because it's from the land of vodka, but beer was not considered an alcoholic beverage in Russia until 2013.
How is that, though, right? Because you think of your sort of your stereotypical... caricature of a Russian person is usually his bloke. He's had a few too many vodkas. He's having a dance, right? And that sort of points to this, that beer is not strong enough for them to class it as an alcohol.
And it depends on who's in power as to whether it's an alcoholic beverage because what he says goes.
Hey, look, let's keep on the whole looking around the world.
Yeah.
And the world's longest hangover has actually gone to a Scotsman, which is no, you know, huge surprise.
No.
But it lasted 4 weeks and after he consumed 60 pints of beer.
Oh.
Pints of beer.
Yeah, kind of hand him a grander hammer because he would have seen four of them in 4 weeks. And you've heard of the wife carrying world championships they have in Finland. Mm. Well, first prize is the wife's weight in beer.
Wow. You'd want a heavy wife, wouldn't
you? You'd want a heavy wife, but then the irony is you're not going to win it the heavier your wife is.
Fine
so
balance.
So that's a kind of responsible drinking promotion, that one.
It's Lisa and Pete. Gin, gin.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. From proactive monitoring of your systems and the most advanced cybersecurity management, search New Trend IT. Open from 6 a.m. They're ready when you are.